Are you sure?
Yeah. All right. It is. Stop it. Broker Boys. I have my wife here with me. And I am recording a day early, right after the Human Podcast. So, just a little bit of an update on the house. Right now, I am looking at closing next Friday. So, you know, God willing, everything goes good. Next Friday, next time we do a Broker Boys, we will be in a house. All in all, the prices for everything I've paid for so far up to this point has been $3,800. Like $750 for the appraisal that I had to pay for, $550 for the home inspection that I had to pay for, and then $2,500 that Courtney generously loaned to me. Yeah, she's you know here, but she's not on the podcast. She's on the Zoom meeting. You know, thank you, Courtney.
Wait, so what are you doing?
I'm recording Broker Boys. She's in a Zoom meeting. She's on the phone.
This is like a halfway too. Like you've crossfaded it.
I know, right? It's still fine.
I'm joining this now so I can make fun of you.
I don't want to interrupt anything. Oh no, you're fine. Yeah, I can easily switch everything on over.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, see? Like just like that.
But Alex can't Alex can't hear me anymore.
Oh no. She doesn't have her headphones on.
Let me find them.
Sorry, guys.
But yeah,
horned in on his broker voice.
All these people are official broker boys. We put the broken broker. But so far, $3,800. My dad is coming in with $15,000.
I'm that big down.
I know.
I'm sorry, that was your father. I'm sorry I did that.
And now I just have to come in maybe with like another $1,000 for closing.
I've contributed.
With what?
I gave you another 300.
Yeah.
So you do 400.
I mean, that's going to go.
Be thankful. Thank you.
Thank you for, but you know, that money's going to go towards your car payment.
I'm doing the best I can. No, I'll have my car payment too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's doing the 12th.
My next paycheck's going to be at least decent.
But, you know, all in all stating, you know, about $20,000. You know, here are the hiccups that I've run into so far throughout this entire process. Number one, don't add any, like my grandma gave me a check. My mamma gave me a check for $1,000. I cashed it and immediately packed it away and I have no idea where it's at. Now, usually the physical check, like I need a picture of like the physical check. I took a picture to send to the bank and they don't have that picture.
Because that's a violation of privacy.
No, not really.
That's what I thought it was.
Nope. They usually do. And I can go like on Monday, I'm going to go to the branch and be like, yo, send me this picture, this check.
Yeah.
So don't add any unverified income or just a check or anything like that. Make sure you have a paper trail. Like, this is what this is from. This is what this is from. This is what this is. This is what this is.
I don't know if this has to be a BFD.
It just does. You know, you're buying a house. They want to know where all the money's coming from.
Oh, my God.
And if you are getting a gift, the gift giver can wire it straight to the title company.
That's handy.
Yeah. So my dad is able to wire I don't have to touch any of that money. And it just sit in my bank account. And then I'm sure IRS would be like, oh, what's this about?
The state.
Don't swear on this one.
Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I try and keep it clean in this. So now I have to like go through and edit those out.
That's the only one I've said so far.
I know. You said two.
I did.
Yep.
Sorry.
I try and keep, you know.
I cuss like a tech. What do you expect from me?
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my god.
But yeah, so about $20,000. Usually your earnest money will just be given straight back to you. So yeah, have about a good $20,000 just ready to go in your 401k and whatever you have if you want to buy a $300,000 house. The things that can go wrong with it as well, like I got my appraisal back. I put in 315 and agreed to pay 315. The appraisal came at 302. So the seller could have been like, if you had a clause in there that would, you know, allow me to raise up that price, then cool. But FHA will only pay the 302. So the seller came down to that 302 and met me there.
Oh, nice.
So that was really awesome of them.
Yeah, she didn't have to do that.
And
although are we the only offer she's ever gotten though?
No.
She must have liked you. What did I tell you about? I was going to say a cuss word, but I stopped myself.
Good for you. But yeah, I mean, you know, I came in strong, and you know, dropped the price, still above her asking price, which was $299,500. So she got what she asked for, but a little bit more, and didn't have to do a whole lot of work to it. So here's hoping I close on Friday. Here's hoping I go in Friday with whatever I need, a check, a whatever, and be like, here you guys go. Here's the money. And then they hand me keys. I sign a piece of paper, whatever, and we shake hands and, you know, and call it a great day. But yeah, next week I will let you know how it goes, let you know everything that I spent on the house, FHA, and I'll give you every single number that I had to spend or that I would have had to spend.
If not for your dad.
If not for my dad.
Because we're millennials.
But I did have the money regardless.
But we're millennials.
I mean, yeah, but that's what's nice about having a padded 401k with like $46,000 in it.
And a rich daddy.
Yeah, but even without him,
mm-hmm.
I could have still made it work. We would have just been poor for a long time.
Isn't that nice that we don't have to be?
Yeah, now I get to, you know, pull the money out of my 401k and, you know, pay back Courtney. And Or I can throw it into an investment account if she wants.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, it's up to you. The second I get back in that 401k, yeah, I'll have your money for you.
Okay.
Because I'm going to pull out $22,000 out of it. That way I have money for Japan just straight up front. Depending on how this Delta variant goes, it could, you know, hit hard and just slap us all in the face. And then I'm going to use the remainder of that money to upgrade the house, redo the electricity, spray foam, insulate the attic.
Electricity is paramount.
Yeah. I'm just going to rewire the entire house. It's probably going to be like, $4,000. Attic is probably gonna be $1,000 for spray foam insulation. Adding electricity, that's probably gonna be, you know, adding the AC is gonna be probably be about $4,000.
Well, it's getting colder. Will we need the AC beyond your swamp cooler?
Well, no, it also heats. So I'm going with the Mr. Cool mini split system, which has a condenser outside.
Ooh, sexy.
And can heat like four rooms all at once. So it's going to be nice and expensive, but, you know, well worth it. So I'm looking at about $4,000 for that. Kitchen, maybe $2,000. Biggest expense is going to be buying a brand new dishwasher because the kitchen does not have a dishwasher.
Don't forget, you're taking me to IKEA.
No. Yes. I'm taking Tron's daughter to IKEA.
I'm coming with.
No.
Why does Tron's daughter need to go to IKEA?
because I was originally going to give her this thing that I broke apart, but I just destroyed it, and I'm like, nah, I'm just going to go to IKEA. So, yeah, this is going to turn me into a, you know, further of a broker boy, but...
Bougie as...
Three. Or like just mute her microphone.
Oh my god.
Yeah, you can just do that. That's the benefit of, you know, radio magic. But it's fine.
You think you're magic?
Yeah, I mean, we can't hear you. Yeah, you have to talk louder.
Oh. Oh, things facing the wrong direction.
But, you know, next week we'll let you know. We'll let you know what all happened. I had to, you know, I'm having to pay for a hotel for the week while we move in.
Your dad tried.
He tried to get me a Marriott with his points. Didn't work out. Sucked. Whatever. I could have gotten us a Best Western with points, but I'm like, I don't know where the Best Western's at. And, you know, I like using my points for Amazon gift cards.
Those are key.
There's a clutch.
They're so legit.
Thank you all for listening, and we will be back next week, hopefully in a house.
Hopefully, we will be in a house.
Hopefully in a whole lot of debt. Oh, the biggest purchase of my life.
This is scary.
And next week you'll get my interest rate. I'll give you everything, every number.
Except your Social Security?
Except for my Social Security, but yeah, you'll get... my interest rate that I'm paying on this house and how much it's going to cost me every single month. So that way, if there are those of you that want to buy a house, you can know where you can come in at the lower limits. Cause I have a credit score below 620.
Unlike somebody.
Shh. No, you have below a 622. You're over here trying to judge me, whatever. See you later. Also check out my other podcast, The Human Podcast and Argue This. But hopefully next week we're able to come through and have Derek back on the podcast. We've just been moving and the house has been a mess and stop it. And I'm just going to like mute out my wife. Stop it. And yeah. So bye. Funny.